FM on the station app and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
Concerns have been raised over the state of the police's forensic science lab in the south of Durban. Parliament's Portfolio Committee on Police has described conditions as alarming and worrying. MPs conducted an oversight visit yesterday at the Amanzimtoti facility, which has been out of commission due to flood damage. Chairperson Ian Cameron says the facility remains flooded and closed, adding that SAPS is paying R500,000 for two additional floors that aren't being used.
Two of the floors of the building are not being utilized by the police in any way, yet the police continue to pay. It really is worrying to see that taxpayer money wasted in the way that it is. The entire facility, for all practical purposes, is closed for any form of testing, and it has been since February. This happens almost yearly, and then it also means that samples that would have potentially been tested at this forensic center need to then be tested at other facilities, like, for example, in Pretoria.
The Forensic Science Laboratory Division is grappling with a DNA backlog of more than 140,000 cases nationally. Now, today marks 5 years since we entered a level 5 hard lockdown after the COVID-19 outbreak.
The National Coronavirus Command Council has decided to enforce a nationwide lockdown for 21 days.
President Cyril Ramaphosa announced the drastic measure to curb the spread of this new mysterious virus, which has since claimed the lives of hundreds of thousands. The lockdown confined people to their homes and disrupted daily routines like grocery shopping. These Durbanites have been reflecting on the impact of those restrictions 5 years ago.
Being confined in your own home and knowing that if you move outside, you may be charged for breaking the law was very, very difficult.
I am an essential worker, so at the time I had to go to work. But it really did impact me mentally. I wouldn't be able to socialize and see family and see friends.
As an educator that couldn't teach online, I faced the challenge of losing teaching opportunities and maintaining students' engagement, leading to learning gaps and social isolation.
All you ever saw in the news was the death toll that just kept on increasing. It's not a time I'd wish for anybody to ever experience ever again.
And automakers have been reacting to Donald Trump's tariff announcement on foreign-built vehicles. The president wants to lift tariffs on auto imports and parts not made in the U.S. by 25%. Speaking at the White House, he says the move should be welcomed by Americans as it will create more manufacturing jobs.
This will continue to spur growth like you haven't seen. Before I was elected, we were losing all of our plants that were being built in Mexico and Canada and other places. Now those plants largely have stopped and they're moving them to our country.
The latest levy will come into effect next Wednesday. Japan's government has described the Washington move as extremely regrettable. Tesla boss Elon Musk says it would impact the cost of Tesla car parts that come from other countries. Now, Trump's announcement hammered car makers in Asia. The world's top-selling automaker, Toyota, as well as Nissan and Honda, were down 2%. In South Korea, Hyundai shares dipped 4%. Back home, a yellow level 2 weather warning has been issued for areas in northeastern KZN. Forecasters say disruptive rain may lead to localized flooding of roads, low-lying bridges and settlements. The alert has been extended until tomorrow. We can expect showers throughout the day. Durban and Richards Bay reaching a high of 24 degrees, Maritzburg 20. For the Newswatch team, I'm Natara Nadesan.
And coming up in your sports, Fury not interested in fighting Anthony Joshua. Bafana Bafana remain in hot water for fielding Uteboho Mokoena against Lesotho, and it's all systems go for the Blitzbox at the Hong Kong Sevens.